Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and we're getting closer. Yes, we're still 3 months away from college basketball. But we keep getting closer. That's how time works. Football's around the corner. And when football happens, we need football to happen to get the basketball. So football about to be in full swing. Going to watch the football. Going to enjoy the football. It's going to be fun at West Virginia. The story. The return of Rich Rod. All new players. Almost all new players. All fun stuff. And that's fine. We got to get to the basketball. And we're still 3 months out. But we got through July thanks to TBT. Fun time. West Virginia. Final Four. They bow out in Charleston. Do not make it to the championship game. The other team's guy who I knew the game before was like, somebody's got to get a hand in the face of that guy. And they had a hand in the face. And the guy made tough shots and he made all 8 points in the Elam ending, including a ridiculous end of the shot clock bank shot three. Amazing run. Got us through July. John Flowers said, see you guys next year. I really thought this was the last run. He made it sound like it wasn't. And we'll find out later than what we're going to find out about WVU basketball for the 2025-2026 season. So with our eyes focused on TBT, well, my eyes focused on TBT, what do we miss on the basketball side at the university? Not a ton. I mean, we did pick up another point guard. I'm not on the team. WVU added a four-star point guard to the roster, Amir Jenkins, 6'2", 12th best point guard in the 2026 class, according to 24/7 Sports. But he said, you know what? Let's just stop high school now. And apparently you could do that. If you had the opportunity to reclassify, would you have finished high school a year earlier? I don't think I would have. Amir Jenkins, he is. And I like that. So he's coming in. If you look at the Amir Jenkins highlights on YouTube, they're great. He gets to the basket. I'm not saying he's James Reese from TBT, but when you watch James Reese play and you watch Amir Jenkins play, similar vibes in that both guys are trying to get to the basket. Amir Jenkins, guess what? The clips on YouTube, he's getting to the basket and he's either finishing or he's making the pass to the open teammate. He likes to take guys down to the post and with strength get to the rim. Or he's got this great spin move that seems, according to YouTube, it's 100% effective. Maybe not in the games at the college level in his first year, but in high school, it worked every time. So I'm excited that Amir Jenkins is on the team. Two true point guards with Amir Jenkins and Jasper Floyd coming from North Texas. So as of this recording, 14 guys on the roster, one open roster spot available. And school's about to start. So can somebody else reclassify? Will they have a guy that can have an impact on this season join the team at this stage? It seems doubtful, but it's going to happen, and it's got to happen. I think the way this still works is you got to be enrolled in classes to be able to participate in college basketball. So we're on the clock there. That's going to be happening soon. And as we get closer to the season, we're still 3 months out, but we're getting closer to player profile time, figuring out expectations for this team. Friend of the program, Andrew Corbett from Ear Sports, shared a Honor Huff video last month where It's in the practice facility. They're playing 4-on-4. And Honorhoff gets the ball close to half court line. He takes, and he's got a bigger guy on him. Apologies for not knowing who it is. If I had to guess, it's Brennan Laurent or it's the freshman from the Texas. But he's got a bigger guy on him. Four dribbles to the foul line from half court. Then he spun right, kept his dribble, got some space between him and the big, then took one dribble from the foul line to get back behind the three-point line and drilled the shot. And because Andrew provided that clip in July, I watched it, let's say, anywhere between 4 to 35 times because I really enjoyed it. And Andrew was talking about his expectations for Honorhoff this season on the podcast, and I'm sure he's doing it at earsports.com. It was great. And it's the summer, all the caveats, but that was an awesome clip. And I'd like to see Honorhoff do that against opponents in games that count this season. So July, we started July with Amir Jenkins. The other news here recently, and it's not really a news dump, but it's slowly leaking out, is West Virginia's non-conference schedule. We should have that in place. Then we'll get the Big 12 schedule. We know who they're playing. We just don't know when. But the non-conference schedule starts to come in. And here's what we've got officially. We've got Ohio State in Cleveland on December 13th. Of course, that gives us a flashback to 5 years ago. It's already been 5 years. Deuce McBride, shoulder shrug game as a freshman. Scored a bunch of points, helped West Virginia beat Ohio State in Cleveland. So they're going back to that. John Rothstein said to WVU, you heard John Rothstein is really into college basketball. WVU will play Clemson first in the Charleston Classic in November. And that's happened before. 4 years ago, West Virginia played Clemson. It was in the third place game. And this is where Brad Brownell, who's still the Clemson coach, he got a technical foul for putting six players on the court late in the game. And West Virginia won that game 4 years ago. So two kind of nostalgia plays against opponents where we played at neutral sites. I'm air quoting neutral for the Ohio State game. If West Virginia in the Charleston Classic, regardless of the result, they're going to play one of two teams. It's either going to be Xavier or Georgia. Now, Xavier is coached by Richard Pitino, the son of Rick Pitino, whose name was mentioned in the last WVU head coaching search, the one this offseason, not the search last year or the search the year before that. Georgia is coached by Mike White, and Mike White has had WVU's number. Not at Georgia, but when he was at Florida, undefeated against Bob Huggins and the Mountaineers. And Bob Huggins was three coaches ago. So we've got for sure Clemson, for sure Ohio State, either Xavier or Georgia in Charleston, South Carolina. West Virginia is going to play the Wake Forest Demon Deacons in the Charleston Civic Center. Is there still magic at the Charleston Civic Center? This has been a while since West Virginia, the Mountaineers, have played in the Civic Center. But that's happening on November 13th. West Virginia is playing Pittsburgh. Backyard brawl, November 13th. Pittsburgh has won the last two games. They have been blowouts against two different coaches for WVU. So those are the big names in the non-conference schedule. And then there's the other teams. And we don't have all the other teams in the non-conference schedule. But Rocco Miller, shout out to him, his website, bracketeer.org. He's got what he has for WVU's non-conference schedule. And besides those teams, then we drop down a little bit. And by a little bit, I mean a lot. And Ross Hodge has a sweet tooth because these other non-conference games are on paper, these are cupcake games. The Campbell Camels. Campbell is an awesome nickname, but Campbell is a mid-tier Coastal Athletic Conference team. West Virginia will play the Lehigh Mountain Hawks. They are a mid-tier Patriot League school who are over a decade away from their prime when C.J. McCollum was there and they beat Duke in the NCAA tournament. Mercyhurst, in back-to-back seasons, will come to the Coliseum. This is Mercyhurst's second year in Division I. And in Mercyhurst's first year in Division I, Ken Pomeroy's computer had them as the 342nd best Division I school out of 364 teams. So that's not great. So another spin versus Mercyhurst. I just said there were 364 schools in Division I last year. I don't know how many there are this year, but do you want to guess who was the 364th, aka worst team in Division I last season? A hint, West Virginia is going to play the last year's 364th best team in Division I basketball. This is a team, the same team, that was also ranked last in Ken Pomeroy's computer two seasons ago. So it's rare to have back-to-back national champions. You have Connecticut. You have Florida. How many teams have went back-to-back absolute worst in Division I? Maybe somebody else has done it, but no one gives this team their flowers for doing the opposite of UConn and the opposite of Florida in the early 2000s. This team has won 16 games this decade. Like when the calendar flipped over to 2020 to 2025. So let's call this the halfway point of the decade. This school that West Virginia is playing this season have won 16 games this decade. This is the same team that the last time they won a non-conference game outside of their home court, it was November 2014. So at the time of this recording, that's 11 years ago. It's the last time this team has went to another. And that game was on a neutral court, so it wasn't even a true road game. But just winning a game outside of their gym, non-conference opponent, you got to go back to 2014. This is the team I'm talking about. The scheduled win of all possible scheduled wins, the Mississippi Valley State Delta Devils. We're here. It's the holiday shopping season, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. You go to their website. They've got high quality products, often handmade, lots of it made in the US. I go on there, I type in WVU. They got stuff for Mountaineer fans. I got a couple of Mountaineer can shaped glasses. Rave reviews at the house, people love them. Oh, that's cool, where can you get that? You can get it at Uncommon Goods. So don't wait, cross those names off your list before the rush to get 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. And I love the story. I love, worst champs 2 years in a row. It's a lot of letters, Mississippi Valley State. I believe they try to put all of that on the front of the jersey. They don't try to shorten it. You get all three words. You get Mississippi Valley State. They won three games last season that tripled their win total from the previous year, where they won one game all season. Per Ken Pomeroy's computer, the Mississippi Valley State Delta Devils were last I already mentioned that. They were less than the Ken Pomeroy computer. But in specific categories, Mississippi Valley State, last in Division I in offensive efficiency, defensive efficiency. So it's not like one is better than the other. They were the worst at both, which is hard to do. They were last in effective field goal percentage, and they were last in the country in offensive steal percentage, meaning it's the team in Division I basketball that had the highest percentage of steals taken where they've taken the ball away from Mississippi Valley State. So to be the not only the worst in Division I basketball, but to be the worst in all of those categories, it's impressive. Next to last in defensive effective field goal percentage, turnover percentage, meaning they had the highest next to last. There was another team at Division I basketball that turned the ball over more as a percentage. They were next to last in two-point percentage on offense and next to last in the country in 2-point percentage on defense. I mean, it's amazing. And the one positive stat, when you look at a team's profile on KenPom.com, and you see a statistical category that has red, it's bad. And you, as I've just mentioned in these different categories, there's a lot of red when you're the worst team in Division I. There's one box of green for the 2024-2025 Delta Devils. And that stat was their opponent's free throw percentage. That's the one thing that they were good at, and I don't know how much credit you get for for your opponent not shooting well from the free throw line. I don't know if they talk the best junk, if they yell when other people are, when the guy's at the line and he's getting ready to shoot and he yells at the bench at the exact right time, doing the fake like you're going to step into the lane. Put your hands over your head when he's shooting. I mean, I haven't watched Mississippi Valley State tape, but maybe those things are contributing to them being decent in keeping their opponents at a low percentage from the free throw line. Maybe that's the case. Mississippi Valley State's non-conference scheduling strategy. How do you get to be the worst in Division I basketball? Well, it helps if you play the second toughest non-conference schedule in Division I. And they've done that the last two seasons. Last season, they played 13 non-conference games. Two of those games were at home versus non-Division I opponents. They won those two games. Those were two of their three wins. They did win a conference game. The other 11 games were on the road, and they played Iowa State. They played Missouri, they played Texas, they played Kansas State, BYU, Utah. Mississippi Valley State did the Utah swing. They did what West Virginia did last year, and I think other teams. So they did their Utah swing, and they also played one North Texas Mean Green. And Ross Hodge has a good connection with the worst team in Division I basketball and got him on the horn. Hey, y'all want to run it back? We're in West Virginia. You want to come to West Virginia? Sure. We're Mississippi Valley State. Are you going to pay us? Yes. We'll be there. So Mississippi Valley State, who Ross Hodge scheduled both of his seasons as head coach for North Texas, he keeps that relationship. They're going to come to Morgantown. Those two games against Mississippi Valley State versus North Texas, North Texas won those by a combined 72 points. So that's December 22nd. Yeah, it'll be fun to see Wake Forest in Charleston. Yeah, it'll be cool to run back Clemson in Charleston. Yeah, it's pretty sweet to run back Ohio State in Cleveland. But the non-conference game I'm most excited for is welcoming the Mississippi Valley State Delta Devils on December 22nd. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. The only other thing we missed, the only thing I haven't talked about on this podcast in the last month since it's been devoted to TBT is that the Big 12 is partnering with another provider, another broadcast provider for a selection of conference games. That's right. Add another one to the list. Peacock. 20 regular season games for Big 12 will be on Peacock. So, listen, it's 2025, the age of technology. There was a time if your favorite thing was West Virginia University basketball, there was a time in the last 45 years where some of the games you weren't getting on TV. It was going to be radio only. And you'd be surprised how much of that happened back in the day. Quite a bit, actually. So to be in the year of our Lord 2025 and be able to catch every game somewhere visually, if you're not there in person, it is awesome. That's great. Yeah, that one time West Virginia, this is only 6 years ago, West Virginia went to Youngstown State, not available, not video. Even the broadcast, the radio broadcast sounded a little like you were in a different, I don't know what's going on in Youngstown, Ohio. It seemed like you went, it was like a time portal, but no video for that game. So that's the best example I've got of no video. And then the only one I've got. But that's a rare bird. That being said, so that's the good news. My issue here is the wide net that the Big 12 is casting for, you know, one of the best conferences for men's college basketball in the country. And by computers, the best one as a whole for going on over 10 years. Like, top-notch conference. And this top-notch conference, you can catch games on ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, ESPN News, ESPN Plus. For West Virginia, that Wake Forest game, it might be on ACC Network, FS1, FS2, CBS Sports Network, CBS proper. If they make the tournament, True TV is in play. TNT is going to have some Big 12 games. And now Peacock. That's a lot. And I'm only bothered because I don't have a paid subscription to Peacock right now. Have I done that in the past? Has Peacock come at me and said, hey, we'll give you a year of our Peacock for just look under the couch for the change in your under your couch. Do that every month. Put that in an envelope and mail that to us, and you can have a year of Peacock. I've taken them up on that deal. And during that time, I don't know how much it was. Again, I just had to pull the coins out, and it's an opportunity to crumbs get in the couch if people eat on the couch. And like, it's a, you should look under your couch cushions anyway. But I did that once a month for 12 months and had Peacock. Don't know how much I used it. Did not renew my subscription after the 12 month couch cushion deal. But will I have Peacock for the upcoming basketball season? Absolutely. And you know why? Because at least one West Virginia game is going to be on Peacock. I just don't think when there's 15 different places to watch Big 12 basketball. From a money standpoint, that's probably great. From a visibility nationally, and for people to kind of, as a casual fan, just kind of, I don't know if people still flip around the channels, but if you're looking for a college basketball game, you really got to look if you're finding the WVU-UCF game on Peacock. That's my prediction, is at least one West Virginia-Central Florida game will be on Peacock. I feel strongly about that. But if you're looking to the depths of Peacock, like, you really got to find, if you're in the bottom half, and now this is a 16-team league. If you're in the bottom four of a 16-team conference, then you got a lot of Peacock games. You got a lot of CBS Sports Network games, a lot of ESPN Plus games. And those games attract the fans of the two teams playing, and that's it. You got to be a true sicko to try to, hey, I want to watch some basketball tonight. Let me browse through Peacock, see what game is on. It's wild. But it helps the finances, I guess. I don't think the SEC is that spread out. And I don't think the Big Ten has a network, ACC has a network. And West Virginia, let's just look at the ACC. The Big 12, over the last 10 years, has been way better than the ACC. Way is strong. It's been better. And yet, the ACC, you can find games in much... They do not cast as wide of a net, and there is a chance you're going to run into an ACC game. Big East, they do great at it. You just find those games on Fox, it seems like, or just a couple of places. Big 12 games are at 15 different streaming services. They'll be on Crunchyroll next year. Tubi wants to get some Big 12 games. YouTube Premium. Flow Sports, everybody wants the Big 12 games, and the Big 12 is, yeah, let's do it. Let's do that. And here's how you know Ross Hodge is being successful at WVU: when there's less games on Peacock. And we'll see how many they have. And just know, when we get to that part where we have the TV schedule, the number of games you see on Peacock and ESPN Plus let you know what the networks think about WVU's chances to be successful this upcoming season. And it doesn't matter. West Virginia can make the NCAA tournament and have all their games on Peacock. It's fine. But with success, and with respect to Peacock, with success, there will be less Peacock. But my prediction, I'm predicting WVU-UCF on Peacock. And I'm going to say, if Peacock has 20 men's regular season games, I'll say West Virginia gets 3 of those. How many games do you think with WVU will play where the broadcast will be on Peacock? Let me know. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one: Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcast, Amazon Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU, for the 2025-2026 season, they have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.